Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today on the internet. We appreciate you being here. This is your host, Brother T, for another episode of The Best Hour with my beautiful wife, Rev. Renee. And we're going to be discussing lesson 290 today on the Course in Miracles workbook lessons. And before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. My present happiness is all I see. Unless I look upon what is not there, my present happiness is all I see. Eyes that begin to open see at last, and I would have Christ's vision come to me this very day. What I perceive without God's own correction, for the sight I made, is frightening and painful to behold. Yet I would not allow my mind to be deceived by the belief the dream I made is real an instant longer. This the day I seek my present happiness and look on nothing else except the thing I seek.
With this resolve, I come to you and ask your strength to hold me up today while I but seek to do your will. You cannot fail to hear me, Father, Mother. What I ask, have you already given me? And I am sure that I will see my happiness today. My present happiness is all I see.
And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. I love to return to this teaching. While it wasn't from A Course in Miracles, it was the very first teaching that I accepted in this lifetime when I ventured into a spiritual pathway, unbeknownst to me, actually. I didn't quite realize that I had stepped upon this pathway and was, you know, on my way, so to speak, because the teaching at that time was from Vernon Howard in a little book that he had written called A Rich Man's Secret. And my interest was in making more money. That, you know, I was totally into the world view and was climbing the corporate ladder and was hopefully working my way to find happiness, because I had decided that from all the evidence the world had presented to me that, you know, the people that are the most happiest are the people that have the most money. You know, that's the Holy Grail, you know, is everything else seemed to pale in comparison to that. And so that was my trajectory. So the teaching, however, that Vernon had shared was, you know, it's really important to be present. And so I didn't really understand what it was. And I just kept asking and wondering to myself, you know, what does that mean to be present? And so one day, and I've shared this story with some people, but I'll repeat it again here briefly. I was out washing my car, and I'm washing the tire. I'm down on my hands and knees, and I'm washing the tire of my car, and I realized, you know, I was asking myself, what is being present? What is present? What is that? And suddenly I realized that I was having an intimate moment with my tire. You know, I was being present. I was watching the soap. I was watching the tire. I was watching the experience of the sight and sound and feel and taste of that. And I can go right back to that memory, because when we're present, you know, we really are aware of our present experience, and it becomes alive. It becomes much more vivid and instantly rememberable. And so that's what it was for me. It was an aha moment. And that's really where we find ourselves when we practice the holy instance. The very first thing that we're called on to do by Jesus in this teaching is to be present, you know, which is to be in the present moment. And we do that when we say, you know, let's take a good deep breath. That's my invocation of, you know, coming to be present. to let go of the outside world, to turn within, and you know, notice that I'm breathing. You know, take that good deep breath, return to center. So here he's literally telling us, you know, that this is the thing. This the day I seek my present happiness and look on nothing else except the thing I seek. My present happiness is all I see. And the only way to experience our present happiness is to be present to this present moment, which means that we're beginning to ignore the thinking self. We begin to ignore the chatter and the thoughts of the egoic thought stream. And it is a thought stream. We're just tuning into it and we'll catch things. I noticed this morning when I was doing a little meditation about some images were coming to me early in the day as I was waking up from my state of dream. And I was meditating and then started drifting again a little bit. But images would just pop up because we're tuning into a stream of consciousness that is our mass consciousness. And the images that were coming to me were not something that I was thinking about. They were just suddenly popping into my vision. And, you know, it's really interesting that we can ignore that. It's the only thing that the ego cannot defend itself against is our ignoring it. So we ignore those thoughts. We ignore that chatter. We ignore that stream of consciousness. And we take a good deep breath, at least for me, and to turn within and to just begin to quieten myself, you know, to make a commitment to being present and what's going on in this very moment. So for me, it's very audio. I like to listen to the tones of, you know, the vibrations and frequencies that I hear in the space that I'm in. And, you know, if I have earplugs in, it could even be the ringing. You know, I have a little bit of ringing, you know, that I can tune into. And it's a vibration. All things are. But sound is really something that I, you know, easily gravitate to because I'm a very audio person. So anyway, being present is the key. It really is the key to being joined in union and relationship with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, the voice for God, nothing more than our right mind, but to be able to listen to that subtle voice. And we were having a discussion when we were doing one of our Inside the Message talks, and we talked about it. So it's almost like trying to listen to a conversation in another room, and we just need to be quiet. We need to get our environment under control, quiet in our space so that we can hear, because that voice, that vibration is subtle, and it's underneath all the chatter of the egoic mind. So I love this lesson. It takes me back to my very first aha moment on my spiritual path, which was to be present. My present happiness is all I see.
Mm. Thank you. That's so beautiful. I appreciate your sharing. And I love that story. You can tell that however often you would like, because I think it's such a good story. And one of the things I caught in it today was that you were asking the question, what does that mean? What is presence? And that's how we do teach the holy instant. We ask a question, and the question that we tend to suggest that's suggested here is, you know, what is the truth? And it's, you know, we're asking the divine mind, Holy Spirit, you know, to inform us. And I do believe that we are informed by the questions that we ask. And so the instruction then becomes to ask powerful questions. And that's part of the practice of sitting with these lessons and, you know, really going within and just asking and being still, you know, what does this lesson mean? What does it reveal to me? And you and I have done these lessons multiple times. And I'm sure many people who are listening, and I always come to it differently. Mm-hmm. I, you know, always come to it differently because I have shifted my vibration. I've calibrated in a different way. I may be going through a unique experience where this particular lesson will inform me specific to what is going on. And so I do believe that these messages and these lessons are alive for us. And I love that it is, yes, a self-study. And the self-study, capital S self-study, and small s study, you know, self-study. and that it is that, and that we come together in community as we are to ask these questions. What is apparent for me is how often do we seek our happiness in what has been in the past, you know, the good old days, the nostalgia. And we can really fall into that distraction and that trap, you know, that a former good is over, a former happiness has ceased, and we can become egoically preoccupied with what has been, as if God and love will never, you know, can only express happiness in a particular way according to particular conditions. And so it's really releasing the past, and it's also releasing the idea that there's a future happiness that awaits me, which is that carrot stick of when this happens, when this condition is fulfilled, then I will be happy. And so it always is this carrot, always this seeking. And you always say that the game of the ego is seek but do not find. And so really what we're doing in this lesson is we're releasing the past, we're releasing the future, and we're realizing that this present moment is so fertile and rich, and that our happiness is only found in this now moment. I love Michael Beckwith would always say, you know, God, and you can insert whatever word you wish, father, mother, love, is a now system. It's not a was system. It's not a will be system, but it's a now system. And the other aspect that I love about this lesson is that it really is about happiness. I've seen some things recently where, you know, there seems to be the suggestion of the frivolity, the frivolousness of seeking your happiness. And I love that A Course in Miracles is like, no, that is actually God's will for you. Mm-hmm. God's will, as any good parent, is, you know, honey, I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. And that's it. And of course, we know that it is through the forgiveness that clears the past, clears our judgments of the past, and clears the future, you know, of our worry and our doubt. And then we can, through forgiveness, anchor in this present moment, this now moment, which, you know, the way of mastery, the way it says it, which is the same author as this book, is like your life just as it is, and I say just as it isn't, your life just as it is your perfect ashram, you know, mm-hmm. And to behold the perfection of this present moment and to simply allow, you know, my present happiness is all I see. And this is all I seek today. I don't seek it in the future. I just seek it right now. And so, so may we be happy this day. May we have permission, no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's going on in the world, you do not have to apologize for being happy.
Yeah, you should be celebrating it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, no, I can't be happy because people are suffering.
No, that's...
I can't be happy because, you know, something isn't right. I mean, begin to see all the reasons. And you know, I mean, our present happiness gives present hope to those who are perhaps despairing. And by our shrinking or hiding, that doesn't serve anyone. In fact, it can pull, you know, the veil away from, you know, any concept or idea of things not being perfect and not being happy now. We can give other people permission by us embracing our happiness right now. I'm happy right now. In this moment, I'm sitting in my home with my beloved husband, and I don't know where we'll be a year from now. And we weren't here a year ago,
No, we weren't.
and yet I am filled with just so much happiness and joy for this moment, this unique moment. And it won't ever happen just like this again. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I think it's just wonderful that we, you know, I sometimes I feel like these teachings, these things that we're sharing with people, you know, in our conversation here, it's like they apply to everything everywhere. And it's just so nice. I just wish people could hear it. But it's almost like a threshold that we have to cross in our spiritual journey before we're even willing to accept some of these principles. And, you know, you mentioned forgiveness, you know, and the way we speak to forgiveness and the way we phrase it, our definition here at True Thought about forgiveness is simply, you know, going back before you forget, before you gave judgment. Mm-hmm. And for most people, a lot of people, I'll never be able to forgive this. I'll never be able to forgive that. You know, it's, well, all you have to do is go back before you gave judgment. Mm-hmm. And realize that if you're giving judgment, you're pretending to be God. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're saying you can't be happy because other people are unhappy, you're pretending to be God. And you're making judgments on other people's pathways and on their choices and what they're doing. They are allowed to have free will here in this domain. We all have free will. But you're thinking you don't have free will unless you can control their will. Mm-hmm. And those are subtle, you know, traps mm-hmm. that we set for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And pin ourselves to a life of something less than what God has decreed our function as. Our function is to be happy. Mm-hmm. That's what God says. Your function is to be happy. Mm-hmm. So let's get on with it, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get on with it. Let's withhold judgment. Let's live our lives. Let's stay in communion and union and relationship with the Holy Spirit. And let's, it's time to party. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this lesson, my present happiness is all I see, unless I'm looking outside of myself for something that isn't really there to begin with. Mm. Yeah, I just added that. But I love this. I love this lesson, and it's a great way to finish this series of lessons here in part two.
Which was, what is the Holy Spirit?
What is the Holy Spirit?
That's right. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing conversation, and thank you, Mighty Companion, for being with us today. Thank you so much for joining in this journey through the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles. God bless you. Stay the course. And we are committed to staying the course with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I said